Our Perry LeCompton locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM, presented by First Day Bank, and we're joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Matt Simmons. And how about it, coach? A tournament victory last week at Valley Falls, wins over Valley, Rockville, and then Jefferson County North to claim that championship. And this is all after that really tight game that lost to Sabetha just a couple of weeks ago. So turning around after that tough loss, winning three straight against three good opponents and claiming a tournament title, how did it feel?
Felt great. You know, it was a good accomplishment for us. That set out some goals. That's what we wanted to do. And, you know, we kind of took it as if this was going into sub-state, how you handle a tournament one game at a time. And I thought our guys did a really good job. It was the best we've played as a whole, as a team. We had Gail Gorski, Cameron Kniper, and Gunnar Ball all average double figures. We had our point guard Eli Dean really step up. It seemed like every game was just somebody's game. And we shared the ball at a very high rate. We had average 17 assists a game as a team, and we hadn't been near that really through the beginning of the season. So some of the stuff we're working on in practice is really starting to click.
And we knew offensively you had so many players across the board that could really fill it up, and it seemed like, you know, during that tournament last week, it really all three games, it was really heavy on the defense. You give up just 43 to Valley Falls. You hold Rockville to 37, and then JCN under 30. So it seemed like the defense is picking up too.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what we hang our hat on. We talk about it all the time. There's going to be nights where you have bad games offensively. That's just natural. But you can always control your effort on the defensive end. You know, in the beginning of the season, we kind of would do some things that were undisciplined, some leak outs, try and poke out a steal, and then it ended up being a, you know, an and one or an easy layup because we wanted to go get a steal. And we really just stayed disciplined this week. Our rotations are really good in all of our zones that we run. And our man-to-man was better than it's been. So you had to hold those teams to you know, the points that we did and also score the ball is obviously what you want. But we want to hang our hat on defense this year, especially with the type of teams we play night in and night out.
Yeah, coming off the tournament win, sitting here at 9-3, you'll get back to it against Hiawatha coming up on Friday at home as, you know, some other teams still have midseason tournaments going on. But do you feel like this is kind of the home stretch portion of the schedule? I mean, some coaches would say, like, once you get past the midseason tournament, this is really the time to be kind of playing your best basketball. Do you kind of feel that way? Do you feel like you have a little bit of extra time to improve? I mean, where's your head at in that mentality?
Yeah, we want to take the momentum from the tournament, use it moving forward for sure. We kind of looked it up yesterday, and we only had 14 practices left. You know, you go a couple games a week, that takes away a lot of your practices, and we still have, you know, a month and a half left, but only 14 practices seems pretty quick. So we're really kind of hammering it home to our seniors that, you know, every day matters and this thing's going to go faster than you think. You know, we've played just a little over half of our games and then, you know, the other half are really, really fast in the next 5 weeks. So it's going to go quick. We're going to play a lot of good opponents. And we've really got to take every practice and make sure that we're preparing not only for ourselves but for the opponent we're about to face, because it's going to go fast, and it's a lot of good teams in a short amount of time and a lot of travel. And, you know, before you know it, we're going to be sitting ready for sub-state. So these next eight games are going to kind of make or break your season and where you sit in the sub-state and where you sit in the Big Seven. And, it definitely is the home stretch. There's no doubt about it.
Coming up on Friday, you get a Hiawatha team at home that's been a little bit up and down. They got some good size, some good shooters. But just, you know, haven't really seemed to put it all together at this point, but they certainly can come up and nip you if you're not ready for them.
Oh, there's no doubt. And they've played really well as of late. They've got, you know, the Boswell kid can shoot the lights out. They've got a couple 6'4 kids inside. Coach Smith always has his team playing harder than just about anybody we face every year, and have a lot of respect for him and what he does out there. And, you know, they just played Marysville really close, who's ranked in 3A. They beat Nemaha on their home floor. And so it is not, you know, a lot of times it's easy to look at record, but if you can look at the context and really understand the team that's coming in, it's going to be a tough opponent. We're glad to be at home on a Friday, but it is only just kind of, it's just a boys game with our girls being at a tournament. So it's a different feel, you know, than a normal night. So we've got to be ready to go after taking, you know, not playing on Tuesday and having 4 days to prepare for a game. And we can't hang our hat on this tournament win. Because we got some really good opponents coming in, but we definitely want to use the momentum to boost us moving forward.
There it is, Matt Simmons, Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach, off the Valley Falls midseason tournament win. It's going to come up quickly, and they'll get back to it Friday at home against Hiawatha in the home stretch. Certainly off and running now with just a few weeks left before Substate. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.